Hi friends, it's me here, Introvertly Me, and I've been thinking about this for the last few days of basically advocacy and advocating for others and fake advocates. And I don't know why, but I'm thinking like when you want to stand up for something, right? You think about your own experience and or someone in a similar experience to what the majority of people may go through. And that brings out this form of advocacy of someone has to do something has to be done. And so a few things happened over the past week, and I just felt the need to advocate in places where I love to go to our Google reviews. I like to do, even in the moment if I have to. So there's different ways that I've been stepping into my advocate nature, because I desire to be an abolitionist. And in order to be an abolitionist, it's more than just speaking up for something. It's stepping into something and it's participating, not just advocating. And so I guess I am finding now this boundary of how far does advocating go to where someone may take it to a complaint or ranting, or someone just not really sticking up for something but just want to be a part of what is being taken on, like performance advocacy. So let's say I break it down, I guess, into three categories. So we'll talk about the first one, which is my boundary of working on. So my goal is with this, with these three things, not to go towards these three things, is to make sure I have a boundary of knowing how to speak up and speak out without losing the subject matter at hand. So the three things that come to mind about performance in or becoming something that is over-exaggerated in this advocacy nature, which I'll give some examples of what I'm thinking about, but the three things are: one, being the ranting advocate where it's just I'm more focused on my rage and anger and not on the subject matter, and my rage and anger becomes self-focused. Especially if it means looking at advocacy as a community, as a group, speaking up for others outside of oneself, the ranting can sound like, let's make up one. Let's have some fun. Let's make up a rant advocacy. Okay, let's talk about, so I'm vegan. So let's say I am advocating for more vegetables in the produce section, right? I'm advocating for this, and I see stores are always low in the produce section, and this is unfair treatment. So I'm going to advocate. But when I start advocating, I move on to, you know, it's unfair not only that we don't have a lot of vegetables in the produce section, it's also unfair that particularly they don't have a lot of carrots, and carrots are good for people. And if you knew more about carrots, so now I'm ranting. So now I'm just like going off the subject matter of We gotta stay focused. We need to get more produce in the, and more vegetables in the produce section. And now I'm pushing my advocacy for just getting a variety of produce to a particular produce in itself. And it could be because I enjoy carrots. It could be because carrots are so popular right now that if I advocate for carrots, then people will look at me. Ranting can come in so many different ways, and the reason behind the ranting can be very random. So that's one thing I'm trying to avoid. The second thing I'm trying to avoid is the complaining advocate. So the advocate that knows something is going on and starts to complain that, at least in my point of view, they start to complain that people aren't doing enough and woe is them, or it needs to look like this. So I guess let's do a different type of subject matter for this example. Let's say, for the produce section. So I'm the vegan. There's not enough vegetables in the produce section. And I'm going to go on my complaining advocacy. So my complaining advocacy starts with there's not enough produce. And it's not enough vegetables in the produce section. And this is ridiculous because so much, you know, money is being spent in the store. And we need to spend our money wisely. And, you know, I don't have a lot of money to spend, so I come to the store in order to get my vegetables. And if I can't find my vegetables here, then I won't get to have vegetables. And how am I going to eat? And this is just ridiculous. I think that everyone should be held accountable for this. And now I'm going to be low on my iron and low. And like, now it becomes a woe is me. Now it becomes everyone's the problem, instead of just focusing on there's a lack of produce and finding a solution. Lastly, there's the fake advocacy or the performance advocacy. Who doesn't love those? Where there's a problem that exists and this person wants to pretend as if it's a serious matter for them. So they play on it to get clout, attention, become viral. A lot of times this is what a lot of people do on social media, is performance advocacy. So it's like they hear that the store, then themselves aren't vegan. Let's do it by this example. So the vegan situation, they're not vegan themselves. And they decide to go into the store and pretend as if this matter worries them. And they hear about the low produce. So they go, hey everyone, we're out here. Because usually those ones, they need to show that they're advocating. Because that's the only way you can, you know, look like an advocate. You gotta be seen. So they have their phones out, or they have some recording going, hey, we're out here outside of the store. There's low produce. And we're about to go in there and see if we can talk to the manager. So they go in, they're trying to talk to the manager. The manager's not available. And they do a quick scan around the store, how low the produce is and how scarce it is. And they come back and they're like, you know, this is really bad. I talked to, you know, a mom or dad in there, and they're worried about their kids. And, you know, we got to do more. We gotta stick up for the rights of those who need the nutrition. So let's start a pledge, and let's, you know, they're the ones that like to start the pledge. They're the ones that want to post about it immediately. They're the ones that want to be on trend. If this is something that is on trend, so they'll hop on the bandwagon. And this worries me as someone who's working on their advocacy, to find that balance so people are taking you serious when you speak up about a situation versus you look like you're ranting, complaining, or, you know, becoming, you know, a performance advocator. And I'm noticing the difference that I really know if I'm pushing into any of those three subjects. It's when I find that there's no evidence. I find that there's nothing to reference. And there's nothing that I have researched or studied that I can do to add and layer to the conversation. So if I don't have any information, if I'd never researched, and if I don't have anything to contribute to the conversation, I am one of those other three things: ranter, complainer, and performer of advocacy. If I do have those things, I am working in my advocate nature. I am becoming the advocate that I see myself being. I'm working towards making a difference in order to find a solution. And it's one of those things that we as introverts, or we as INFJs, anyone in the ISFP, or if you're just an I in general, you're introverted, your advocacy can feel like it's lagging, because there is a form of speaking up and speaking out in a way of vocalizing what you need to say and doing it in the moment. And that can bring a lot of fear for some people, because if they have to speak in the moment, what if they trip over the words? What if they forget what to say and it sounds unfinished or not polished enough? And there's those of us who don't want to say anything at all because we're people pleasers, and I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings if I say something. You know, it's this paralyzing feeling of I can't do it because of, and finding a reason to not do it. And I need us to find our voice and how we see fit, because if we continue to be silent, we become part of the problem. So for me, my practice of advocacy is, one, as a Black woman, I have a lot of things that happens to me. So I get followed around the store. I get mistreated in situations that seem unfair, where I could take an advantage of financially in certain organizations or companies and things of that nature. So it's very important for me to identify when it happens, and in some cases, it's important for me to speak up immediately. Now, let's put that aside. If I don't have to speak up immediately, I do what I need to do in the moment, whether that's get my belongings, pay for my purchase, have the sit-down meeting. Whatever it is, I'll do what I need to do and then go home or sit in my car and reflect. And during this time of reflection, whether it's in my car or in my room or whatever it is, I'm going through the scenario again. And sometimes it can be hard to relive, and sometimes it can be very traumatizing, in the sense of depending on the degree of which the problem persisted, whether aggressively or out of control or chaotic. And I find that the more I identify where I'm really hurting will help me understand where I could take this in the negative sense. Am I hurting because I was followed around the store as a black woman? Yes? Okay. You're angry. Every right to be angry, Christina. Every right. But let's not rant to where we don't sound like we're dealing with the problem. Let's not complain so that we misguide and go astray from the problem. And let's not be a performer to where we gotta tell the whole entire world, meaning I need to post it on social media type of thing. So I sit back and I reflect and I go, okay, this happened to me and it happened to me in this order in this way. I walked in the store, I was minding my own business. I turned around, there's people or one or two or whoever is around and they look like they're following me. So I go to another section of the store, they're still around and I feel like I can't get away from them because of the fact that they are now making me anxious, they're making me concerned, racially profiling me. And so all these things can come about from that scenario. Okay, I broke that down. I realized what happened. I relived it. I checked certain areas, wrote them down. And now, how do I handle this? Do I handle it by doing a survey? Do I handle it by seeing how to reach out to that store's headquarters? Do I handle it by writing an email? Do I handle it by, you know, going back into that store and talking to the manager? How do I handle the situation that's best fits in the way that I communicate, for one, and two, based on getting the best solution? So now we're leading more towards a solution. If you know, that the ability to identify the problem was executed correctly, now I'm leading more towards finding a solution. Okay, I do better at writing because I can't get anxious, because when I speak out, I don't know what to say, so I need to think about what I say before I say it. Okay, write it out. So go to the, go write some notes and reflect on those notes. Maybe I need to take time, maybe I need 24 hours, right? Before I send it in. So whatever it is, we have the problem, we have the concern, and then we have a solution. The job of the advocate is to know those three things in order to get not only the problem and identify the concern, to get to the right hands or right eyes to find a solution. So if you are working on your advocacy, learn how to get the route from problem to concern to solution. If you can figure that out, you can stop yourself from becoming the rant advocate, the complaining advocate, and lastly, the performance advocate. You don't want to be those three things. However, if we don't work on our advocacy, like I said, as introverts and as people who want to please everyone, if we don't advocate or learn how to advocate and put ourselves in situations that can be advocated, we will become part of the problem due to the fact that we decided to stay silent. Silence is easy. Speaking up is hard. And finding that balance takes practice. Hopefully that made sense. I'm pretty sure it did. It's just finding your path in your own way, but just identify those three things. All right? All right. Well, thank you for listening, everyone. I hope you had a wonderful week. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your week coming. And as always, happy hibernation.